the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
America, love.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, broadcasted live from the Humidor. They're still doing commerce here at Knuckleheads on State Street. Oh, man, pick whatever you need. Don't worry about me. We are having a good time, and you can come down and join us. I'm going to be broadcasting here until 6 o'clock in the Humidor, literally. So, you know, we are not enjoying all the sounds of the commerce going on here because lots of nice people taking advantage of the 420 savings. But we are going to do some politics, and we are going to meet some of the fine staff here at Knuckleheads. And I believe eventually my little buddy Dominic's joining Fancy Brian down in Waukesha, in the Shaw. So Fancy will look forward to that as well.
There's been some sightings and some reportings of Dominic ruminating.
Well, you know, 420, it brings him out of the broadcast bunker wherever he hides at. Fancy Brian, let me ask you, I heard this story, I threw it out there for Mark Pocan, and thanks for thanking him for me. I was listening to you on the way down. The Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is quite a something, isn't she?
She's a person.
Interesting sound. I love the contrast, the riot and what riot, what insurrection? But specifically, Fancy Brian, I want to bring your attention to the reporting of Todd Richman at the Associated Press. And I hate to go pick a fight on a holiday like 420, but I cannot believe someone is picking a fight with the Democratic Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette. Doug LaFollette apparently is going to have a primary opponent. And I don't think I like this, Fancy Brian. Now, as our fine Congressman Mark Pocan said, you know, anyone can run. And it's not a bad thing. It's not the civic-mindedness of this. It's the fact that we're perhaps going to undermine the candidate with the highest name cachet in the entire state of Wisconsin. What, are you going to tear down the LaFollette name? To what end? To what end? And you could say, Doug, well, you know, he's past his prime. You know, he's lost a step. So what, man? Doug LaFollette should have that job as long as he wants it, not because he's the anointed one, but because his name is reflective of progressive politics and he's earned the right to be on that ballot. And I'm not saying don't run, but I'm just saying it's going to tick yours truly off. And apparently that's going to happen. Fancy, the leader of the Dane County Democratic Party, and I have no personal beef with this person, but they're preparing to challenge longtime Secretary of State Doug LaFollette in a primary this summer. Democratic consultant Sachin Chadha told the Associated Press on Wednesday that he's helping Alexis Sabour prepare to enter the race, and a formal announcement will be coming soon. Sabour didn't immediately respond to an email seeking comment. She decries herself on Twitter as a politi-geek, environmentalist, foodie, and patient advocate. I'm sure she's quite nice, although I will readily admit I don't have a personal relationship with her. I'm not claiming any personal insight here. As Todd Richman reports for the Associated Press, her decision to enter the race comes as the 81-year-old LaFollette faces a formidable challenge from Republican State Rep. Amy Loudenbach. Now, she's been in the Assembly for a while. Let's see how Richman writes it up. Who has said she wants to shift oversight of Wisconsin elections from the bipartisan State Elections Commission to the Secretary of State's office. Now, in many ways, the Secretary of State's role has been diminished here in the state of Wisconsin. And Republicans did that, and it's happened over the course of many, many years. But Doug's role, the Secretary of State's role, is often a ceremonial role. But Republicans are up to no good. They're up to malfeasance once again. They'd like to put a Republican in the office, and the presumption is they think this red wave's coming. Well, if they can win the Secretary of State's office, that'd be the perfect partisan position to put a friendly like Amy Loudenbach and take the power away from the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission, which, of course, replaced the retired judges at the Government Accountability Board, which was the nonpartisan role model for the nation of good governance and good election administration. But Scott Walker wanted to cheat. He wanted to break campaign finance law. So you had to change the law. And hell, the temerity of the GAB trying to investigate Scott Walker. So you got to get rid of the GAB. You got to get rid of the referees. And then we'll bring in, you know, a federal-style 3-3. We'll see if we can stalemate this panel so they can't effectively really resource or ever investigate, ever get to the bottom of anything. This panel was impaneled, this Wisconsin Elections Commission, to do nothing. That was the goal. And Republicans, they got their assignments, and the Dems got theirs. And it's a 3-3 panel. But anyways, they currently give the advice. When someone needs to give advice on an election, well, that's the role of this 6 Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. And we talk a lot about the fraudulent Trump elector, Bob Spindell, but they're all appointees. There are 6. Let me read on from the reporting of Richmond. Her decision, again, the decision and the her in this statement is Alexa Sabor. She apparently is going to run against Doug LaFollette. Her decision to enter the race comes as the 81-year-old LaFollette faces a formidable challenge from Republican State Rep Amy Loudenbeck. I think I mentioned that. Sorry to be redundant. Who has said she wants to shift the oversight. We talked about that. Democrats fear the move would politicize state elections. Yeah, it absolutely would. And ensure Donald Trump wins battleground Wisconsin should he run for president in 2024. Now, President Joe Biden narrowly defeated Trump in the state in 2020. Well, don't tell Tim Ranjam Rantham running for governor here because he doesn't believe it. But yeah, we've had a couple of recounts. Trump lost, Biden won. But if you can change how you administer elections, it would be easier, let's say, for Republicans to, you know, not accept the outcome of the next election. This goes with the broader big lie. And I understand Republicans, I see what motivates you. You're being transparent. You certainly are up to no good. This is a malfeasant act on behalf of the Republicans. But that only happens if they win back the governorship, if they win the Secretary of State, State's race. And one thing you can note about Doug LaFollette, not just the name, Doug LaFollette has actually been the only Democrat to hold serve in red wave years. Let me give you a little more of the reporting again here from the Associated Press. LaFollette is a distant relative of Fighting Bob LaFollette, a progressive who won Wisconsin's 20th governor, served in the House and the Senate, and ran for president in 1924. Now, Doug LaFollette was first elected as Secretary of State in 1974. That's a long time ago, Doug, I'll readily admit. 6 years-ish. He served one term before stepping down in 1978 to mount a failed run for lieutenant governor. He successfully ran for governor and Secretary of State again in 1982 and won re-election 9 times since. Did I mention we're at Knuckleheads? They're doing commerce here. Miss, you look and find whatever you're looking for. Don't mind me. Republicans have gradually stripped the office of almost all its duties and staff and relegated LaFollette to a cramped office in the Capitol basement. No love, no respect for my pal Doug LaFollette. But Republicans, with Republicans openly talking about moving election oversight to the office, stakes this year are higher than ever. And Sabor's decision to run signals at least some Democrats feel LaFollette will struggle against Loudenbeck. LaFollette said he doesn't know Sabor and doesn't know what to make of her entering the race against him. He insisted he's the best candidate. Doug says this, noting he was the only Democrat to retain statewide office in 2010. That's when our buddy Ron Johnson beat Russ Feingold. That's when Scott Walker got swept to election. A lot of bad stuff, pardon me, happened in 2010. One bad thing that did not happen, Democrats did not lose the Secretary of State's office. He also won in 2014, as he points out. Now, Scott Walker won re-election in 2014 and promptly turned around and ran for president. A little bit more here before we run out of time and, you know, bring on some of the fine people at Knuckleheads. I am here broadcasting from Knuckleheads. The occasion, of course, is 420, folks. And Knuckleheads has a new, nicer location, 520 State Street. Come on in. I'm broadcasting from the humidor. People are trying to find their cigars. I'm kind of in the way here, but come on down. I'm going to be here until 6 o'clock at Knuckleheads. They got lots of specials going on all around this big store. And, you know, if you like fine cigars, they got a humidor full of them. But anyways, back to the story at hand, and Douglas La Follette, the Secretary of State, and the new primary challenge he's going to face. As I said, I'm going to be a little redundant again, but with Republicans openly talking about moving election oversight to the office, the stakes in this year's race are higher than ever. La Follette said he doesn't know Sabor and doesn't know what to make for entering the race. He insisted he, you know, is the best candidate. Well, most candidates think they are. And he said he thinks he gets votes from both Democrats and Republicans. Well, there's probably a lot less ticket splitters than there used to be. But I think he's probably right. I think that name probably gets him votes on every single ballot. I mean, the guy's been on the ballot since, what, 1974? I'm going to quote Doug La Follette. "I'm working very hard to get reelected and keep a Democrat in that office," La Follette said. "I'm a pretty independent guy. Maybe that's why Democrats don't like me sometimes." Sabor and La Follette could face each other in an August 9th primary. The general election is November 8th. Well, we know about that. And, you know, I'm not faulting Sabor in this case. I don't even know Sabor. I don't know Sabor. But what I would say is that it bugs me that they're putting this office in jeopardy. And they don't have to. No matter what the outcome of this primary, Doug La Follette's probably going to win, and he's probably going to be damaged goods. And why? Because it's a little blue-on-blue violence. And I don't care for it. Do you think Sachin Chetta over at Nation Consulting would be just as excited if someone decided to primary Governor Tony Evers? Do you think they'd be encouraging that? Because what they're basically saying is Doug La Follette is not up to the task. Well, Doug La Follette's a fine enough candidate for a ceremonial role. It only becomes something other than that if the Democrats lose that office. And how do you lose that office with a guy who hasn't lost in like 50 years? Well, why don't you try primarying him with a candidate from Dane County, where obviously a lot of the blue base, pardon me, is listening. You know you're listening right now, Devil Radio 92.7, broadcasting live from Duckleheads, but we're still capable of taking phone calls. My understanding, Jake from Milwaukee, line one. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, on this topic, you know, we're seeing in other states like Texas, and I thought Florida couldn't even get more stupider than it already was before DeSantis, but it can, and it has. Anyways, and then, you know, just look at voting and gerrymandering. You know, we just got a thing that actually set gerrymandering, you know, back to, like, pretty much no changes. And Republicans are in, you know, minority control of the majority of people in Wisconsin who don't want them in the legislature. But if they
Let me stop you for just a moment. Let me point out, the congressional maps are better. The first district is more competitive. That's Brian Stelz's district. So there will be a fair fight there. And hell, even the third, which used to be Ron Kind's district, unfortunately, no incumbent like Kind, but that will be competitive. But let's not forget, who ran the fair maps? Well, Sachin Chetta. So if you got a big problem with how the outcome went for the Democratic Party in this case, and I don't know anyone that's overly excited, the same guy that did that, that led the charge on these maps, is the same guy that's leading the charge to go primary Doug La Follette.
Huh, wow. But I just want to say, like, if La Follette doesn't win, there'll never be another Democrat to hold state office again, because they will steal everything. And Wisconsin will be doomed until the people go with pitchforks. And that's all I got.
That's all you got time for, Jake. Thank you so much for calling in. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to meet some of the fine knuckleheads, as they call them, the fine workers down here at Knuckleheads. I'm at 520 State Street. We're broadcasting live in honor of the 420 holiday observed. And I'm here in the humidor. If you're coming down, the specials are outstanding. Look for the dots and look for Crudy back in the humidor with the cigars and the politicking.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.